Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Prescription opioids can be addictive and dangerous.
We were driving to the supermarket, and as we entered the parking lot, a car ran a stop sign and completely T-boned us. When I was first prescribed my prescription pain meds, there was nobody to tell me these have a really high potential for addiction. How could I be addicted? I get these from my doctor.
Prescription opioids. It only takes a little to lose a lot. Visit cdc.gov/rxawareness.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 minutes past the hour. It is the Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Jennifer Horn, in for Doug Steffen. Today I host the Morning Answer on AM 870 and 590 The Answer in Los Angeles. And that is Jay Kirshner right there. She is a host from The Good Day Show. And we are joined this week by John Harper from WMEL, the Talk to Me Network. And guys, in this segment, we like to hear what you are thinking because you are such a big part of what bring the topics to the Talk Radio Countdown, right? You tell us what is hot and what people want to talk about. And we just spent a lot of time talking about the debt ceiling bill, which has passed through the House, the Senate, now goes to Joe Biden's desk. Jay, you've been hearing from a lot of people about what they think about this debt ceiling bill. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so Yvonne G says, I read that we are only one of two nations in the world that has a debt ceiling. Is that true? That is true. Denmark is the other one.
Good girl. Only you like you look at you. You come
in
with
the debt with the debt. Well, several other countries do have the limitation laws in place, but as far as the debt ceiling goes, there really are only two, I should say. Laura Francis says, I learned that Marjorie Taylor Greene and Jim Jordan voted yes. I was shocked to hear that.
You know, let me jump in on that because it is interesting to see where Kevin McCarthy's allies are coming from. Jim Jordan, who founded the Freedom Caucus, Marjorie Taylor Greene has been a loud supporter and member of the Freedom Caucus. Most of the Freedom Caucus either abstained from voting, like Lauren Boebert just didn't vote. Others voted no. Matt Gaetz was a no vote. So it's been really interesting to see that some of the most prominent members of the Freedom Caucus have helped Kevin McCarthy, and Jim Jordan and Marjorie Taylor Greene are probably his biggest advocates within that Freedom Caucus.
Wow.
And I think they probably knew that strategically and from a messaging standpoint, it behooved everybody to pass it and get on with it, even if it wasn't the best deal.
But why would anybody just not vote? Why would you not vote?
Because you don't want to say yes or no, so you just abstain. You don't want to be a jerk and say no because you realize that you're probably, you know, beholden to the speaker, but yet at the same time you don't endorse the bill, so you just abstain.
Interesting.
This gets really into the weeds. But when they first voted in the House, you noticed that a multitude, I mean, many, 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 and I sound like Trump, many, many, many Democrats did not vote. And the reason for that is because they were like the emergency hatch because they didn't know how many Republicans they were going to lose. So a lot of Democrats abstained from voting at the beginning. And then once they knew how many Republicans were going to say no, and there were a lot, it was like 70-something Republicans that said no, then those Democrats went in and voted yes to help pass the bill through. So they would have been no's if they didn't need them, but they were the emergency hatch to get this thing pushed through.
So Mel York thinks that she has a fix to this, that they all need to make whatever the minimum wage is in their state. All government people should have to do so also, from town supervisor to president, and then the people vote if they get a raise.
Like it?
Yeah. Can we go to change.org and get that happening?
Let's get a petition going. I like that. John, you'd sign that, right?
Absolutely.
Cut the salary.
You have to do a good job and the American people vote if you get a raise or not.
That's
Jeremy
right.
Jeremy says, it means absolutely nothing to me. The government could disappear for the next 6 months and nothing in my life would change, except I'd have more money in my pocket.
I love him. He says too many people rely on the government. And, you know, guys, this is the Jennifer Horn plan. Shut everything down and then, like, lights. Turn one switch on at a time and see what we can survive without and cut the rest. How about that?
There you go. Yes, I think and a lot of people do that with their actual bills and streaming services. Who hasn't bought so many or gotten on to so many streaming services? And then they're like, you know what? Which ones are we actually using?
Exactly.
Greg Donahue, oh, he says it really represents a needed shift to moderate spending. The House Republicans led the nation in the right direction. More work will need to be done in the future budgets. It's a good start.
Comment right now at Good Day Show on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Check it out. There is more up ahead. It's Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
WOMI, Owensboro, 99.1 FM and 1490 AM.
This is the Kentucky News Network.
Police officers came from Texas, Illinois, Massachusetts, and Colorado, from cities like Dallas, Chicago, and Boston, all with black bands across their badges, all paying respects to Deputy Caleb Conley, the Scott County Deputy Sheriff who was killed last week during a traffic stop on I-75. Lieutenant Charles Hartnett of the Brotherhood of the Fallen.
I never knew Deputy Conley, but I know he was a U.S. Army veteran. I'm a U.S. Army veteran myself. He's got young children at home. I have young children at home, so it hits close when something like that happens. And you just want to really be there for the family to make sure, let them know that their service didn't go unnoticed and their sacrifice.
Stephen Sheensheng is charged with Conley's murder and pleaded not guilty to 6 charges last week. Yesterday, the Attorney General's office announced they were taking over prosecution of the case. I'm John Shannon.
This is the Kentucky News Network.
This is Kentucky, where the only thing ordinary is the unexpected.
I got everything you need.
Horse country. Legendary distilleries. Rivers to paddle. Lakes to splash and relax. Big city vibes and small town charms. This is Kentucky. Come see for yourself. Plan your road trip at KentuckyTourism.com.
I got everything.
The Kentucky Department for Community-Based Services is hiring. DCBS invites you to be part of an inclusive team of caring professionals that helps all Kentucky families through a rewarding career in family support or social services. They have job openings in their county offices across the state and offer great benefits like hybrid work schedule, competitive salary, paid holidays, and many opportunities for training and promotions, plus state employee discounts. Go online to chfs.ky.gov and enter DCBS jobs in the search field. It's a new day at DCBS. Join them, an equal opportunity employer, MFD.
Fox News, I'm Karen McHugh. President Biden hailing the debt ceiling deal in an Oval Office speech Friday.
President Biden touting the agreement that raised the nation's debt limit as a crisis averted, preventing an economic collapse where nobody got everything they wanted, but the American people got what they needed.
I know bipartisanship is hard, and unity is hard. But we can never stop trying.
But Republican presidential candidate Ron DeSantis says the deal does little to put the nation on a stronger economic footing.
The nation is still careening towards bankruptcy after that debt deal.
Fox's Sean Langill reporting. Hundreds of dead and injured today in a train wreck in India.
More than 280 people are dead and 900 others are hurt. Hundreds more remain trapped in the mangled train cars. This happened after nearly a dozen coach cars derailed and debris fell onto a nearby track.
Fox's Ashley Stroh. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Cabinet Doors and More Studio, this is WOMI 34
minutes past the hour. It is the Talk Radio Countdown, normally hosted by Doug Steffen. I'm Jennifer Horn, in for him today, part of the Good Day Show, also host of AM 870's Morning Answer in Los Angeles. John Harper is here as our special guest, WMEL, the Talk to Me Network. He is here. And of course, Jay Kirshner, my friend from the Good Day Show, joins us as well. And guys, if you're new to the program, the Talkers Magazine puts together a list of the 10 most talked about stories of the week, the 10 most talked about people of the week. And number three on the list of most talked about people is Ron DeSantis. Number four, Donald Trump. And number two on the list of the most talked topics is the 2024 presidential race. Probably the second biggest story, aside from the debt ceiling, John and Jay, is Ron DeSantis, after much speculation, jumping into the presidential race. Last week, kind of not making the splash that he wanted, but this week he's been in Iowa, New Hampshire, talking to people. And we're learning now that the field is supposed to get bigger, much bigger. Next week, Chris Christie is going to be jumping into the race on Tuesday, the former mayor of New Jersey. And we're also hearing that it's going to be official with Mike Pence as well towards the end of next week. Mike Pence, the former vice president,
yes,
will also be in the race.
Can you imagine the Veep going against his president?
I can. And it's not going to end well for Mike Pence.
No,
I don't
no,
think.
Not so much. I really think on the terms of Republicans, it's going to come down to Trump and DeSantis. It seems like those are the two front runners. They're both very polarizing. You either are absolutely for them or you want nothing to do with them. But it seems like DeSantis may be able to best Trump. But can you imagine if there's a second Biden versus Trump final vote?
I think it's actually going to be Trump versus Biden once again.
You do think so?
Yeah, I do.
John, it's like a redo.
Yeah, I think so. I know a lot of people are like, eh. But Donald Trump is ahead by big numbers right now, even with DeSantis. And I do want to ask you, John Harper, because you are in the state of Florida. Ron DeSantis is your governor. What's the feeling from people in Florida about him jumping into the race?
Well, that's interesting because there are a couple of different feelings. Some totally are drinking his Kool-Aid. They love him, believe everything he says and does, and feel he's the next Donald Trump. And DeSantis has borrowed a page from the playbook of Trump and how to do things, so to speak. However, there is another way of looking at this here in the state of Florida. A lot of people are upset over the fact that DeSantis just won re-election for governor, of course, this past November. Mm-hmm. And here it is in the month of May is when he jumped into the race officially. And a lot of people feel, wait a minute, that isn't really correct to of course, anything is fair in politics, I guess. But at the same time, they feel he's using that reelection for governor as a stepping stone to president. But shouldn't he first be showing his allegiance to the state of Florida as governor? So a lot of people are turned off to that.
You know, what a lot of people haven't been talking about is that Ron DeSantis was actually not even able to enter the race until the Florida legislature had to change the law that Republicans created. And I call out hypocrisy on the Democrat side all the time. I'll call it out with Republicans. Republicans changed the law to make it almost impossible for
a Democrat to run for a Democrat governor to run for president. And so to have Ron DeSantis then be able to be the governor and run for president at the same time, they had to change the law back. And they did it very quietly. Not a lot of people even picked up on this, but they actually had to change the law to allow DeSantis in the race. I make the argument all the time, and I'm curious to know, and you can always let us know on our social medias at Good Day Show on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter. I really think the top selling point for Trump, because so many people believe that the government is out of control, whether you're a Republican or not, the government is out of control. There are issues with the FBI. There are issues with the CIA, the proverbial swamp, as we call it. And Donald Trump goes in without having to worry about running for reelection. Ron DeSantis will go in, but he's going to have to spend probably a year or two learning his groundwork and then another year or two running for reelection. And for the quick changes that I think so many people are desperate for, if you are interested in voting for a conservative, I think ultimately that's what brings people to Trump, because he's literally in and he's out, and people already know what he can do because he was in office for 4 years. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. It's funny, though, the more people that jump into the race, probably the easier it is for Trump, because they'll all be clawing away support from each other.
You mentioned Chris Christie from New Jersey. He's jumping in next week. I had not heard that.
Yeah, he'll be in on Tuesday in the race. And what's going to be funny about his candidacy is I really fully believe he's actually going to be in it just to scream at Donald Trump, because he loves to do that now. He used to be an advocate for Donald Trump, not anymore. And so I think he's in just to scream. And Mike Pence, I think he's a really decent and good human. The funny thing about, and Jay, you mentioned it, the top two candidates, Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump, they're both populist candidates. And the others are running in a more traditional 2012 Republican mold, sort of. And I just don't know how well that represents the people of the party. So we'll see. You can let us know your thoughts on social media for sure. It's going to be interesting. And the debates will start on August. There's even some talk about whether Donald Trump will debate or not. Quickly, before we move on to the next topic, if you guys were advising the Trump campaign, would you tell him to debate or skip the first one?
go on, John.
I would skip the debate. I'd advise him to skip it.
What about you, Jay?
See, I feel like I would want to say debate, because personally I want to see everybody get in on the debates. But mm-hmm. as an advisor, yeah, I might agree with John. It's probably better to say, you know what, skip it. But then what does that say?
Well, I think what it says, because he was like, for instance, Joe Biden will not be debating anybody because he's the president. And so Trump could play the card. I'm the president. I don't really have to debate anybody. You already know what I can do, what my policies are. You already know me.
And that's true.
And so I would say, if he is ahead in the polls as he is right now, I think it actually behooves him to stay off of the stage, because it almost elevates him to the point that he already is the president and the rest of the people have to kind of catch up. But if things tighten and if the polls start to look like he needs it, then you don't want to miss an opportunity to try to gain support. So we'll see. I think it really should depend on how far ahead he is. Now, let's move on to another big topic this week. Number four on the list, LGBTQ activism. Number six on our people list is Clayton Kershaw from the Los Angeles Dodgers. It is Pride Month officially in June, and many companies, corporations, sports teams are celebrating that. The Los Angeles Dodgers, they're having Pride Night on June 16th. And as part of that, they introduced the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence to get a Community Hero Award during the game. Well, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence are a group of people who are transgender activists, but they gyrate on crosses. They wear nuns, nun outfits. I mean, it is pretty sacrilegious. It's not just that they're a charitable group, but it is a question about whether or not what they're doing is blasphemy. A lot of Christians, a lot of Catholics got upset about this. The Dodgers uninvited them. Then they were pressured to reinvite them. Now members of the team, Clayton Kershaw, Blake Treinen, and actually even other people in sports, a member of the Washington Nationals, one of the Blue Jays commented on this. He's been getting a lot of trouble. Guys, it seems that we have maybe lost the ability to have opinions and to respect people's religious freedoms at the same time being inclusive of people's sexual and gender choices and their identities. John, I'd start with you. What do you think about this controversy that's happening? Everybody seems to be talking about this.
Everybody is, and I think it really should remain in the closet, so to speak. It's not necessary. Let them go ahead and have their gay pride parades, the whatever type of parade and gender you want to have. Go ahead and do it. And that's the way it's been in the past. I don't know why all of a sudden it's become a big issue just because somebody is wearing green or orange hair. Just go ahead and do it. And I think the people getting involved in this are stepping into areas that they should stay out of.
Jay?
Yeah, it's not illegal to dislike people. It's not illegal to say, I don't like this person because of their sexual orientation, their religion, the color of their skin, their ethnicity. It's not illegal to feel a certain way, but it is wrong and to stop anybody from living their lives, to stop anybody from enjoying themselves when they are not causing any harm to anybody else. And then to actually cause harm to other people, yeah, that is 100% illegal, and that's called a hate crime.
Well, I don't know about, I mean, I don't think anybody's saying that no one can live their life. I would ask this question. Let me rephrase it. So if this group wore blackface and they were jumping on crosses dressed as nuns, but they were still raising money for transgender causes, would we have a problem with it?
Interesting.
Probably, yes.
If this group were wearing yarmulkes and they were gyrating all around and yet still raising money for charity, would we have a problem with it?
I think so. Yes.
Yeah, we
or
would.
And so Halloween costumes, because
this is the problem that I have with it, because look, I think anybody who has listened to this program, Good Day Show, my show, live and let live. Do what you want in your private life. I want no government. I don't even want government involved in marriage. I want it all out. I want you to do what you want in your private life. I want you to do whatever you want in life. But when you start desecrating people's faith, for inclusivity, how are you being inclusive when you've now just alienated anybody who is Christian or Catholic because you're putting your genitalia on a cross, which is a symbol of their religion? So I think in an effort to become ultra inclusive, we've actually become more divisive. There's no reason that the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence should exist. They can. And by the way, I've looked into them. They do some good charitable work, but at the same time, they are extremely insulting, probably almost hateful against Catholics and Christians. And so those people have the right to speak out too. And I think corporations do themselves a disservice when they get overly involved with this kind of thing, because you're alienating multitudes of people by choosing sides.
Well, but also the message gets lost, because the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, to be specific, they are advocates for any issues against, you know, children and using religion, when people are like molesting children and all of that stuff. But the thing is, they use, some of them are religious in and of themselves, but they use the religious satire and their costumes to get attention, because look at this, they are on a national level right now. We are talking about them. However, what they are trying to do is not what is being discussed. Their charities, their protests and why they protest, the street performances, it is all getting lost in the conversation.
I just still think if they were wearing blackface, no one would even give them a moment. And or if they were doing something else to another.
Oh, we would still talk about them. 100%.
Well, I think a racial group, if they went after another group, but because they go after Christianity and religious people, they get a pass. And I don't know. I think we can actually accomplish both goals at the same time if we just take a look and a step back. And unfortunately, it becomes a very emotional issue. All right, John Harper, Jay Kirshner, thank you so much. There is more up ahead. It's Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's give 60 seconds to the story list here on the Countdown and the Talk Radio Roundup. At number 10 this week, according to Talkers Magazine, the NBA playoffs. The hockey playoffs are this week as well, so that's number 10. Interesting to get sports back into the fold of the top 10. Violent crimes at number 9. Number 8 our relationship with China and Russia. At number 7, the war in Ukraine. Number 6, Hunter Biden. Some of these things, aren't we getting tired of talking about all this stuff because it doesn't go anywhere? Number 5 is the most important story, I think, of the week, the month, the year, maybe of our lives. Artificial intelligence. I would think that this is going to continue to creep up on the list of the talk radio stories. Activism against those who are different, number 4. Trump and his legal battles, 3. Presidential race, 2. And the debt ceiling, number 1 this week on the countdown.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, "Steven, you've got to try Prevagen." After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The people list this week, according to Talkers Magazine, this week means the week of May 29th to the 2nd of June. At number 10, Xi Jinping, the leader of China. Bad Vlad, Mr. Putin, number 9. Hunter Biden. Interesting that all three of those are at the bottom of the list. I find that rather colorful. Is there a connection? You make up your mind. Anyway, Biden is number 8, Hunter the son. Sam Altman is number 7 on the list. Clayton Kershaw comes in at number 6. At number 5, Merrick Garland. Well, the Republicans want to get him big time. At number 4, Donald Trump. Republicans want him big time, too. Ron DeSantis, number 3, not so much. Kevin McCarthy seems to be the hero of the Republicans or moderate thinkers everywhere because of his role in the debt ceiling discussions. And number 1, the president in residence, that's our Joe. Joe Biden, number 1 on the people list this week, according to Talkers Magazine.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
WOMI, Owensboro, and at 1490WOMI.com.
Hi, I'm news correspondent Bob Woodruff. In 2006, a roadside bomb struck the armored vehicle I was riding in while reporting from Iraq. I sustained a life-threatening traumatic brain injury. The military term, got your six, means I have your back. And that day, our service members had mine. During my recovery, I learned firsthand the challenges facing our service members who return home with injuries. While serving, their fellow service members always had their six. Now that they're home, it is our turn. We started the Bob Woodruff Foundation to make sure that the camaraderie and support they relied on in the military carries on, and we need you. Please join us as part of the Got Your Six initiative and help us be there for impacted veteran service members and their families. They've had our backs. It's time we have theirs. Learn more at gotyoursix.org. That's gotyoursix.org. Using the number 6.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 minutes past the hour. It is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Jennifer Horn, in for Doug Steffen today. Joined by Jay Kirshner from The Good Day Show. I host The Morning Answer on AM 870 in Los Angeles. And Jay, number 5 on the list of the top talked topics, that's easy to say, it's like a tongue twister, are concerns over artificial intelligence, AI concerns. Had to throw this out to you because I think it is so interesting how this discussion is going. AI, artificial intelligence, has so many, just so many possibilities. It is a cool technology, but you also have the ability for this to go wrong and go wrong really quickly.
So much so that
people are warning, experts in the industry, Sam Altman and others, these people are saying that we could go extinct. Humans could go extinct because of AI, and that it could be even worse than nuclear war.
Well, and that makes a lot of sense, too, because we have seen so many positives, especially in terms of medicine. In the medical world, we have seen AI save lives. And AI has been around for such a long time where we do use it to our advantage to an extent. But the two big downfalls are either we become too reliant on AI and we forget how to function. And I always go back to that movie, Idiocracy, with mm-hmm. Luke Wilson, and where it's in the future and he wakes up in the future and he is the smartest man alive because everybody has become so reliant on artificial intelligence that people basically forget how to function. And then you have the other side where AI gets too much development in and of itself, where it, you know, that kind of sci-fi thriller, it takes over the world.
Right.
To a degree, that could happen, or somebody, it just falls into the wrong hands that uses it for nefarious reasons, and we basically have an apocalypse because of technology.
You know, my fear is that as people, we used to be encouraged to develop critical thinking skills. That was one of the top things that they're supposed to teach you as you go through the school system. And as we've seen more people get indoctrinated, I mean, what kills me is that no one can ask questions anymore. If you ask the wrong question, people just shun you instead of taking it from the place of, let's teach people something, let's learn something, instead of just being appalled that someone might question.
Yes, people are canceled. Conversations are canceled.
Absolutely. And so we're already starting to go there culturally where we're just like, don't critically think anymore. Don't ask any questions. Just you take what I tell you and that's it. Or we only like you if you agree with what we tell you. My fear is that with AI, it's going to take one generation of AI. We've already seen with kids on technology and with getting all these messages from people, this ability to critical think is already being threatened. But with one generation of AI, our critical thinking skills are gone because we just believe what AI is going to tell us. Are we even going to question this?
Well, and not only that, but then we might not believe, and people who do question might question too much and not believe things that really are
That's
true.
That's the other thing.
The accuracy.
Exactly.
What was it, that AI photo that was floating around of the Pentagon, that there was a fire at the Pentagon or a bomb hit, it was an explosion. It was all AI generated, and it made the rounds on social media, and they were able to pinpoint that this came from AI. But with critical thinking, what ChatGPT is a big one right now. There are actual posts that if you scroll Instagram, you know how you are not just promoted posts, but promoted, oh, you might want to follow this person, you might mm-hmm. want to follow this account. There's these ones that come up and they're like, hey, here are some ChatGPT prompts if you want to do this, if you want to do this. I saw one earlier that was like, if you want to finish work, hours of work in seconds, here are 8 ChatGPT prompts you can do. And it's talking about if you want to brainstorm unique content, here's the prompt you give chat GPT, and I don't know why, the more I say it, the more I'm like, what letters is it? Here's the prompts that you can give, and then you don't have to do it. If you want to simplify complex topics, here's what the information you give to the bot, and then it will help you out. Now, soon, it's going to be where people don't have to, you remember when people would look for plagiarism and copyright infringement on thesis and those big papers for colleges or even high school, and you could search a system. It's going to soon be needing to search artificial intelligence in some way, shape, or form to make sure a bot didn't do your homework.
Exactly. And I don't know if you heard this, just to tag on the craziness, and this isn't even intellectual property, but an AI licensed drone, which was supposed to cause destruction, actually turned on its human operator this week in a simulated test. This is according to an Air Force official. Air Force Colonel Tucker Cinco Hamilton said during a presentation at the Future Combat Air and Space Capability Summit that the AI-enabled drone changed the course of the drone's task mission and attacked the human. Come on.
It's so already started.
From plagiarism to warfare, holy smokes. We'll keep an eye on it. Jennifer Horne, Jay Kirshner, John Harper, it's a Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
WOMI Owensboro and at 1490WOMI.com.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Time to be bold is helping people 55 and older like you with low vision regain your independence. Go to timetobebold.org for a list of services in your state that will give you the tools and support you need to live your bold best life. Go to timetobebold.org today.
This is WOMI Owensboro, 99.1 FM and 1490 AM, translator W256CF, a Town Square Media station.
Welcome to Shaped by Faith, where we shape our bodies and hearts for God's purposes. My guest today is Becky Barnhart. She's an Owensboro native, and she's been the executive director of the Senior Community Center since November 2020. Becky's a graduate of the Owensboro High School and Western Kentucky University, and she has 35 plus years career in communications, marketing, fundraising, and leadership, which includes positions in Kentucky, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, and wow, Europe. From 2001 to 2015, she served with Operation Mobilization, a global missions organization based in Hungary, Austria, England, and Atlanta. From 2011 to 2015, she held a senior global role as OM's International Communication and Marketing Director. Becky moved home, and we're so glad, to Owensboro, Kentucky at the end of 2015, primarily to be closer to her sister's grandkids, the loves of her life. She loves her role at the Senior Center as an advocate, friend, and since May, I love this, a full-fledged member. Welcome to Shaped by Faith, Becky.
Oh, thank you so much, Teresa. Thank you very
Absolutely.
Much.
Well, I want to talk about what you're doing over there at the Senior Community Center. And seniors are so important.
Right.
You know they are. So
absolutely.
Why are you so passionate about helping seniors, and what led to your role as the executive director?
Well, it really traces back to my mother, my late mother, who passed away in 2014. She worked in until she was 83 and retired at 83. And was kind of floundering to know what to do after retirement. And so my two of my older sisters dragged her down to the senior center, the Monday Center, kicking and screaming because she didn't want to hang out with those old people. and we're like, hey, lady, you're 84. But mm-hmm. but the impact that the place had on her life and subsequently our lives as her kids. We knew she had a place to go. She volunteered here and helped with calling shut-ins and calling homebound seniors. But then she got involved and started eating lunch and having, you know, doing some of the activities. But it just made, it just provided purpose for her life in the last years of her life. And so when the position came open, I just thought, I want to give it a try because I know how important it was for her. And like I said, and for us as her kids, to know that there was a place that she could go.
And that's it's a perfect position for you with your mother. You know, she experienced it there. And wow, 83 years old, she retired at 83. And, you know, some people think at 60 or whatever, at 65. And she's just a testimony to how we should live our lives. She really is.
She really was. I make this joke. Someone asked me when I first started here if I was prepared to deal with all these seniors. And I said, if you had known my mother, it was like Olympic level training the last 10 years of her life to get me to this point. So I feel very passionate about seniors.
Well, I think people have maybe a skewed perception or an idea of what it is to be a senior, because I think, Becky, I don't know if you'd agree with me or not, but times have changed so much that people have become very active, even grandparenting and being an aunt and uncle. It's totally different than it used to be, let's say 40 years ago, 50 years ago. And I've even seen seniors in my own fitness classes. I mean, some are in their 80s and they're very active and they're volunteering. You know, I mean, it's not like, oh, I'm at a certain age and I'm going to quit, you know.
Right. I'm going to turn it all in.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not like that. And I just ran into a friend the other night, and she's a business owner in our community. And she said, I just turned 70. I don't feel 70. I don't know what 70 is supposed to feel like. I don't think it's supposed to feel like anything in particular. Just keep going strong. So
Exactly.
Yeah. So you know, when people think about seniors, they think, oh, old. Well, what does that mean? Because everyone is aging. You know, you can't get past that. So everyone's going to be
the one thing we all have in common.
That's right. Let's talk about who the center serves and what age. I mean, is there a certain age to be there?
Well, we classify seniors as 60 and older. So that's why I said that in May, I turned 60 and became a full-fledged card-carrying member of the senior center. So, and that's just through the Older Americans Act, the federal mandate that started all of this back in the 60s. So it's 60 and older. Anybody 60 and older can come.
Mm-hmm. Now, you don't card people, do you? I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Yeah. Sometimes we do have to ask for, you know, driver's license just to ensure that they are 60. Because
that is so
fun. Can't tell.
No, you can. And people look so much younger now, especially if they stay active. So
absolutely.
How many people does this center serve in a year's time?
Well, here at our location on West 2nd Street, we're serving about 1,000 plus in the course of a year through all the different activities. And then we're the Meals on Wheels provider for Davis County. So we serve another 500 plus through that program. So we have about 3,000 they're not members, they don't pay a membership fee, but 3,000 seniors on our roll, and we're serving about half of those.
Wow, that's a lot. So obviously you have to have a really great staff in place, people that are passionate, you know, about other people. So how would you describe your staff?
Oh, I think they have a servant's heart. I mean, when you work in a nonprofit, you have to have a servant's heart and a real commitment and a dedication to those that you're serving. Our folks are, I mean, I've said this before, but our Meals on Wheels drivers, I think, are some of the unsung heroes in this community. That they just, it's a hard job. I mean, it's physically hard of delivering every day. And, you know, when it's raining, when it's hot out there, you know, they're doing it to make sure our folks get their meals. So big-hearted, dedicated servants. That's who who love seniors.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like possibly the Chick-fil-A staff. They're all nice, personable. Have a good day.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I like I said, when you're in, when you work in a nonprofit and a ministry, you have to be passionate about it, and you have to have a heart for it.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. You've hosted a lot of special events since you've come on board. Yes. I mean, I'm watching on Facebook, and you've got all these events, all these fun things going on. So why don't you share some of the recent events you had and what they were like?
Well, I mean, just on Friday, or recently, right before Derby Day, we had a Kentucky Derby party that was sponsored and organized by the seniors through our advisory council. And we had a great meal, and we had a hat parade, and we even had fun horse races, like with fly swatters moving from table to table and little stick horses. There was a race. And we've been hosting a lot of, we've had two dances already this year. We're going to have another one in June. And that is just drawing more and more people into the center. We did, one of the funnest things we did recently was partner with the pickleball club, the River City Pickleball Club. And they came in and did a little beginner's clinic. And I asked people to sign up, and we had 7 people sign up beforehand, but 26 people showed up for it. So,
oh my,
it was crazy. So we have a lot going on during the week, but when we have these special events like meals or dinners, parties, something extra special, we always have a great turnout, and it's just fun. I mean, it's just, people are happy. And we're interacting and socializing and engaging with each other. So those are some of the big things that we've done. We had a St. Patty's Day dance and a Valentine's dance and dinner. And so it was just great fun.
It sounds like it. Okay, let's take a real quick break. We'll be back with more Shaped by Faith. Everyone, stay tuned.
We're